All right, a very good Friday morning to you, Marlins Nation. Thanks for rewinding with us, Steven Strom here. Just a hard one to stomach if you are a Marlins fan. Marlins up in this game 5-3 in the bottom of the seventh. The Cardinals score 5 in the seventh. Marlins end up losing 8-5. It's tough, obviously, but being in that clubhouse, these guys care. These guys are not happy. And they've got an opportunity on Saturday afternoon to win a ball game. As always, for the recap, here's your radio voice of the Miami Marlins, Kyle Seeloff.
With the 10th inning show, here's Kyle Seeloff.
Well, I think at this juncture, we're all starting to run out of things to say as the Marlins' losing streak has hit 8 to open the season. There was a lot of good from Busch Stadium this afternoon. In late, once again, there was a lot of bad. The Cardinals beat the Marlins on opening day in St. Louis 8-5 this afternoon. You're listening to the 10th Inning Show brought to you by Warner Hoffman, Greg and Garcia, your trusted workers' compensation and personal injury lawyers. Rod Allen back joining me now. And, Rod, I would like to start with the good. I think it's really easy to focus on the negative. So take me through the good that you saw here today.
Well, I saw a team that came out and desperately wanted to win their game. I mean, there was energy on the base pass. We saw Jazz bunt for a couple of base hits. We saw T.A. steal a bag. That would be Tim Anderson. We saw a couple of home runs, one by Bell and also a couple by Berger, but they just couldn't finish it off. Weathers also pitched well enough to win the game. He was winning when he left this contest, but we talked about it before the game today. One of the things they have to do, they got to play a complete game, and they didn't do that. Offensively, they were good, but on the defensive end and late with the pitching, it just did not go well.
Now for the bad. Couple of errors, and again, late, even with the errors, the bullpen can't hang on.
Well, Arise made two crucial errors today. The first error that he made today, there was a runner on first base, and it was a tough play. There was nobody out. He probably should have, after he fielded the ground ball, just thrown the ball to first base to get the sure out. But he tried to force the issue and go to second base, and the ball got away from Tim Anderson. Now they had second and third. They scored a couple of more runs in that inning. But then the real costly one was on a routine ground ball off the bat of Goldschmidt that he just could have fielded in a more conventional way, but he kind of rushed it and played it into an air, in my opinion, and that just opened the floodgates for this St. Louis Cardinals team today. Their fans woke up, and there was no looking back after that.
A paid crowd of 47,273 in attendance this afternoon. We'll go home happy. Rod, I hope you and your lovely wife enjoy your day off tomorrow. I'll see you back here on Saturday.
And the boys, what they need to do now tonight, and they need to go out tonight, go out and have a real nice dinner. Bond together. They got a day off tomorrow. Enjoy the day off. Get some rest. Get rejuvenated. Yep. And come out on Saturday and play like the squad that we know that we have. They haven't played the way that we know they can play yet.
Have a great off day, partner.
You do, buddy.
All right. That's Rod Allen. I'm Kyle Seeloff. Let's walk you through the highlights this afternoon. There were a lot until it went south late. This was a ball game today that featured Lance Lynn and Ryan Weathers. We were scoreless going to the bottom of the second, but leading things off on opening day at Busch Stadium in the bottom of the second inning. Facing Ryan Weathers was the catcher, Ivan Herrera. He rocks and fires the 1-0, and that's hit high and deep to left field. Going back, Nick Gordon, he's at the wall, and this is gone. Into the seats above the Marlins bullpen and left. It is 1-0 St. Louis here in the second. And it would only stay that way for about an inning and a half. It was still 1-0 St. Louis going to the top of the fourth inning this afternoon. Lance Lynn was rolling until he ran into the hometown kid making his first ever appearance at Busch Stadium, Jake Berger. 2-1 the count to Berger. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This is hit deep to left field. It's got a chance. Did he do it? Back at the wall. It is gone. Jake Berger, in his first ever game at Busch Stadium, has gone deep. He floats around the bases here in St. Louis. It's 1-1 here in the fourth.
And you know he is floating around the bases as he starts.
Yeah, it was nice to see the Marlins level this thing up at one apiece in the fourth. Ryan Weathers worked a fairly efficient bottom of the fourth inning. He got a couple of quick outs. He then walked two before Mason Wynn lined out to left to retire any threat. It was 1-1 going to the top of the fifth inning. In the fifth, there was nobody on and one out, but Luis Arraez singled, and that brought Josh Bell to the plate, an opportunity to give the Fish the lead. Here comes the payoff pitch, and that is swung on and lifted in the air to center field. Scott's going back, still going back, onto the warning track, at the wall, leaps, it's gone! To dead center field!
Josh Bell, a two-run bomb. The Marlins lead 3-1.
Just like we were talking about at the beginning of the at-bat.
So Bell goes deep, his first home run of the season. Berger went deep in the fourth for his first home run of the season. And then he was looking to go belly-to-belly with Bell in the fifth. Leading 3-1, we're in the top of the fifth inning. Here is Berger, who went deep leading off the fourth. Here's a swing and a fly ball. This is crushed deep to left field. Going back, Ciani. Is he out of room at the wall? Yes! This thing is up into Big Mac land for Jake Berger. What a homecoming for the hometown kid. 4-1 Marlins.
The Marlins have started to jump on the first pitch fastball.
It was a big fifth inning for the Fish. Three runs, four hits. They led 4-1 going to the bottom of the fifth inning, but the Cardinals would start to bounce back. Michael Ciani was hit by Ryan Weathers leading off the fifth. Victor Scott the second then reached on an E4 by Luis Arraez, and with runners on second and third, it was a two-base error with nobody out. At the plate was Paul Goldschmidt. The 2-2. Here's a swing and a ground ball hit to third. Berger has it. A run will score. Good, strong throw to first. That's an RBI ground out. Now it's 4-2. And the next man to bat for the Cardinals was Nolan Arenado. 3-2. Swung on, hit in the air to left field and deep. Gordon is over, and it falls on the warning track over his head. Bounces off the wall. It's rolling on the track. That's an RBI double for Nolan Arenado. And now it's 4-3 Marlins. And the Cardinals would get two in the bottom of the fifth. Ryan Weathers went five, allowed three runs, three earned, three hits, three walks, and six strikeouts. Lance Lynn was pulled in the fifth inning for the Cardinals. Matthew Liberatore stayed out there in the sixth inning. Marlins had a slim one-run advantage. But in the sixth, Tim Anderson led things off with a single. He stole second. With one out, he would advance to third on a ground out by Christian Bethencourt. And then with Luis Arraez at the plate, Anderson would come flying home on a wild pitch for a two-out base knock. He's one for three today with a run score. And the first pitch goes to the backstop. Here comes Anderson. He'll score. It's 5-3.
See, now we're creating breaks.
And that would be the last of the Marlins' offense this afternoon. Bottom of the sixth inning for Miami. Anthony Bender allowed one hit. It was a two-out single to Mason Winn, but nothing further. Sixto Sanchez took over with a two-run cushion in the bottom of the seventh inning. The first man to bat was Victor Scott the second. He flew out to the left fielder, Nick Gordon. The next man, Paul Goldschmidt, hit a ground ball to second. Arraez did not field it cleanly. It was a one-out error, and the floodgates would open. Nolan Arenado followed with a single, and the next man to bat was the catcher, Herrera. 0-1, there's a ground ball into center field. That's a base hit. Goldschmidt will round third. He's going to score. It's 5-4 Miami now here in the seventh inning. They come to their feet at Busch Stadium.
It's a second run today driven in by Herrera.
Skip Schumacher then replaced Sixto Sanchez with Andrew Nardi. Nardi was tasked with facing the left-handed hitting Nolan Gorman. He's making his fourth appearance of the year, and the first pitch is hit in the air to right field. This is going to get down for a base hit. One run is going to score for St. Louis. They're going to send the go-ahead run. He's coming towards the plate. There's a throw, not in time. It's 6-5 St. Louis. And after a flyout by Jordan Walker, Alec Burleson, the designated hitter, would tack on.
Throwing the pitches, all he can do is put guys in position.
There's a ground ball in the left of the base hit for Alec Burleson. Now it's 7-5 St. Louis. And putting the finishing touches on the five-run, five-hit bottom of the seventh inning for the Cardinals was Mason Winn. Comes the 1-2 to Winn, and he pops it in the air down the right field line. Long run for Jesus Sanchez. It's off his glove and into the stands. And then it bangs off the wall. One run is going to score. Winn's on his way to third. He's going to stop right there. I thought they were going to send him, and I thought after the ball hit off of Sanchez's glove and right, it might have caught a fan, but I guess it only hit the sidewall. If there was any obstruction or interference, you would place the runner at third base, but that is not the case. And now it is 8-5 St. Louis. They've scored five runs in the seventh. And the Marlins would go quietly in the eighth. Ryan Helsley took over for the Cardinals in the ninth. He was perfect, and the Cardinals win their home opener by a final score of 8-5 this afternoon. For the Marlins, five runs, nine hits, two errors, six men left on base. for the Cardinals. 8 runs, 10 hits, no errors, 8 men left on base. Gallegos, your winning pitcher. Sanchez, your loser. Helsley, his second save of the season for the Redbirds. Total time of game, 2 hours and 47 minutes. 47,273 in attendance this afternoon. That is a sellout. The Miami Marlins punched out 9 St. Louis Cardinals this afternoon, and that means that $225 will be donated to AutoNation's Drive Pink Initiative to fight against cancer. For every strikeout this season, $25 will be donated to the Drive Pink Initiative.
Okay, Kyle, thank you. Let's head down to listen to what Skip Schumacher had to say after the 8-5 loss to the Cardinals.
Skip, after scoring another 5 runs, is this one of those situations where it just kind of feels like everything that could go wrong is going wrong right now?
We got to figure out a way to hold a lead. It's just what it is. You know, we've had plenty of times where we had leads late, and we just haven't won the games and held on. So we just got to figure out a way to step up and hold them late in the game.
What are you seeing from your bullpen collectively? I know that you said earlier that they haven't been pitching in the normal spots, but is there anything else?
No. We got to hold the lead. That's the reality of it. Guys are not going to be, you know, make plays all the time. The errors are going to happen, and I understand that, but we got to figure out a way to hold the lead. And you know, when you have leads, 6th, 7th, 8th inning, got to figure out a way to get to Scott with the lead.
What did you see from him getting through his 5 innings?
Yeah, I thought he did really good. Held the velo around 60% first pitch strikes, which is exactly what we were looking for. Thought the slider was really good tonight. Got out of trouble late, you know, in the 5th inning there. And besides maybe a couple two-out walks or leadoff walk or hit by pitch, that combination, I thought he did really, really good today.
Berger, since he's come over, what he's meant to the club and what he can mean to the organization moving forward?
He's been nothing but special for us, honestly. He's provided really good defense, both first and third, and middle of the order bat. You just can't find those that are controllable. And he's been injured in the past. He's super motivated to stay healthy. He takes care of himself. Smart kid, really smart, understands every pitcher that's coming in, what they're going to do to him. I thought he's done a really nice job with the hitting guys, you know, trying to figure out how to be the best he can be every single day. There's not a pitcher that comes in he doesn't know, and it's impressive the amount of homework he does on each guy, and you know, the results are because of all the work that he puts in.
Off day coming tomorrow, just the way things are going, good to just have a day to just mentally reset before trying to come back.
Yeah, I think everybody's looking forward to the off day. You know, we're hoping to get a win going into that off day, maybe, you know, a little momentum, you know, headed into the weekend. But that, you know, it's been tough, especially losing a game like that. Again, we've had some of those games that kind of slipped away late, and those are really the toughest ones. You know, blowouts and that type of stuff are going to happen throughout the season, but you know, when you're losing late, that's when it, you know, it stings a little bit more.
What it meant, the reaction from the crowd during intros for you, what it meant to you?
Yeah, it's special. I grew up here really as a man, and had my kids while I was in St. Louis, and having my family, you know, here with that ovation. I mean, it's a special place, a special community. I was the 25th guy on the roster a lot, and so for them to do that, it's pretty special. And they've always been so great to me, and the whole organization. And the fan base, it's just a special place.
There were some positives, a lot, to this game. Ryan Weathers went 5 innings, gave up 3 hits, 3 runs, 6 punch-outs, 3 walks. Weathers, I thought, did a really nice job, slider or sweeper, whatever you want to call it, throwing for strikes. Let's hear what Ryan had to say after his outing.
Ryan, Skip said he was very happy with your performance here today. How would you evaluate it and what was working for you?
Yeah, fastball was really good. The breaking ball was really good today. I think that's back-to-back games with 2 different pitches, throwing career highs with the pitch totals, with last being the changeup, this one being the sweeper. You know, in that 5th inning right there, I have to throw up a zero, no matter what, get a zero after that big inning. Did not throw up a zero, you know, hit the first batter of the game. So that 5th inning, just take away from that, you know, wasn't really happy with the performance in that inning. Like I said, got to throw up a zero there.
This game and just 8th in a row, how frustrating is this as a team?
For sure. Some of these scenarios right now, like, it'd be tough to draw up on a piece of paper. Just got to keep going. Baseball is 162 games. It's a long season, and we just got to keep grinding out every day.
just with that said, just how tough is that when you're 8 games in, you don't see anything in the win column yet? Just, you know, it's a long season, but still looking for that first one.
Just got to keep going. Take, you know, one pitch at a time. Instead of one game, just narrow it down to one pitch. Tomorrow's a new day, and we can start a streak at any time.
How do you feel like it makes a difference that it's happening at the start of the year as opposed to July?
For sure. I mean, anytime you can kind of hopefully get this out of the way early is good. Just got to keep grinding.
All right, Andrew Nardi came into this game in that bottom of the seventh for Sixto Sanchez. Ends up giving up 3 hits, 2 runs. Andrew was very upset after this game. Let's hear what he had to say after his appearance.
Andrew, just collectively as a team, just how frustrating has it start been?
Very frustrating, yeah.
For you personally, what are you feeling is kind of going on with the slider?
Sliders, I think, is fine. It's my fastball. I just can't get it up right now and just need to be better with it.
What, as a team, just what's kind of the sentiments right now? What kind of are you guys telling each other to get through this?
I mean, I think we all have each other's back. Today, you know, I failed my position or my job, so I let the team down today, which is sucks, but just got to get back out there and attack the zone.
I feel like, obviously, you guys want to get a win, but I feel like the off day's coming at a good time to try to get a reset, and then when you come back on Saturday, be able to try to start fresh.
Yeah, I think a good off day tomorrow would be good for all of us, and then just get right back at it. Right back at it.
All right, the Marlins are off here on this Friday in St. Louis. They're back at it Saturday afternoon. It'll be Trevor Rogers that'll toe the rubber for Miami. He will go opposite Steven Matz. It'll be a 2:15 first pitch, which means I've got Marlins on deck at 1:40. We hope you can join us. For Kyle Seeloff and Rod Allen, I'm Steven Strom. This is the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.